This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Dolce and Gabbana, the really weird fashion house, is in heat now for posting something on Instagram saying that the next First Lady, Melania, is beautiful. And yeah, they wouldn't mind her fashion, you know, wearing some of her their fashion. Oh,
how,
my gosh.
How dare they?
How dare they do that?
Dare they say that?
How dare they say that?
How
you will not
dare you
believe what is being said about Dolce & Gabbana now and what they're being told. You better fall in line. Oh, I want to continue our conversation with the left and just point out some things that please stop doing this. It's not going to make things better. I have not heard, I keep hearing, you know, the different reasons why Hillary Clinton lost. Hillary Clinton lost because nobody, even on your side, actually believed her. Nobody believed her. That's why she lost. It wasn't Russia. It wasn't racism. It's because she was a dishonest individual, period. I don't know how you missed that one. And now the left and the media is accusing the right of hatred and vitriol, but we're missing a pretty big trend. We're missing Black Lives Matter. And where was that anger and vitriol? And where were you coming out against that? And what has that influenced? A story in Chicago that will chill you to the bone. We begin there right now.
Of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I contend that we are not as bad as everyone is saying we are, including those on the right. We are not as bad. We're just seeing things. I think these people, like the three I'm going to introduce you to, I think these kinds of people have been here forever. We just didn't see them because they didn't have a camera in their possession. They didn't have a network in their shirt pocket. Now they do. It's called Facebook. Four people are under arrest. They're four black, apparently teens, under arrest in Chicago for taking, apparently, a handicapped man, a man who has some mental deficiencies, kidnapping him, bringing them to their house, taping his mouth, torturing him, and beating him, all live on Facebook.
And all because he was a supporter, apparently, of Donald Trump.
Whether that is even true or not, we don't know. Here's some of the video.
What? The Donald Trump, white people, what?
No. Goof.
Yeah.
My sister's up there with y'all.
Yeah, nigga, thinking it's sly. Oh,
my sister said this not funny, y'all.
It's funny to me.
So somebody on my thread, who was it?
Wow.
My mother? My mother
said,
or my sister said, this isn't funny, y'all. This isn't funny. You've taken a handicapped individual and you're beating him and torturing him in the name of Donald Trump, but not in the way the media always is spinning this. Violence and hatred. Now, where does this come from? I read a story last night, and I'll have to say, Jeffy, did you check and find story that had this?
Well, your story that you tweeted last night?
Yes.
You didn't even mention, said, if this story is true, this must stop. Please, media, you're blindly encouraging, and more on the radio tomorrow. It was nothing about Black Lives Matter.
Nothing about it?
No.
What's the story that I tweeted?
And you tweeted the Blaze story.
Okay, and what does the Blaze story say?
It doesn't mention Black Lives Matter.
What?
And it doesn't. And then I found other stories where they're raging about you
claiming
the Black Lives Matter.
Right. I know. I'm pretty sure that I wrote something.
I didn't look at Facebook yet, so
I don't think I did anything on Facebook. But look in that story, because somewhere I think I did say.
Here's what they say in the. This is amazing. Here's what it says.
Okay,
wait.
So people know. The topic of conversation apparently on CNN this morning was, how dare Glenn Beck say this is about Black Lives Matter? Well, I don't even remember where I said it or what. I thought it was on my tweet, but I said, if this story is true, I didn't even know if this was true. I saw it on video, but I don't want to spread false news. If it is true, and the story that I read had tied in Black Lives Matter, if it's true, it's got to stop. Well, we know now that it is true, but we don't know what their motivation was. But I will tell you that it was all about anti-white and Donald Trump. Well, Black Lives Matter cannot be held innocent. If I am to blame for every coarse word said in society against Barack Obama, well, then we have to assign some blame to the leadership of Black Lives Matter, who are saying these things, who are saying death to whitey, who are talking about all of this. You have to assign something to the bleed over in culture if you're going to do that to the Tea Party or me. You have to.
Well, look what the Hollywood lefties in that video assigned to Donald Trump because of his rhetoric during the campaign.
Correct.
They're holding him responsible for supposed atrocities that are happening in the country.
That we can find no evidence of. Right. So they're saying that Donald Trump is responsible, but then how dare Glenn Beck say this about Black Lives Matter? Well, wait a minute. Hang on just a second. Just a few months ago, you were wrongly and giving fake news saying that I support Black Lives Matter. No, I support listening to the people, not the organization, because the organization itself has put a manifesto out. And anyone who would read that manifesto would see the hatred and the vitriol in it. I want nothing to do with that. But the people who are just following, saying my community is not being listened to, boy, can I relate to that. I can relate to that. And here's the one piece that the left cannot relate to. You had the day after election, you had psychiatrists on. You had family therapists on television telling America how they should deal with their grief. That's what you woke up to on the Today Show or Good Morning America or something on CNN. You woke up the next day to a friendly counselor saying, I know how you feel, and it's not unusual to feel this way, and it's valid to feel this way. We woke up to, these people are crazy. They just hate the president. So you're still getting a plush life. And I at least am coming out and saying, I understand you. And I understand how frightened you are. I've been there. And I also understand how angry you are. But this will never work unless, I mean, thank God for people like Samantha Bee. I mean, we were so skeptical of Samantha Bee because we watch her show. We know what she does. We know her history. And she is an outspoken, I don't even know if she would call herself a progressive, but she's an outspoken liberal and does not like, generally speaking, people like me, or didn't think she did. She came down. I don't know if anybody see it. Pat saw it yesterday for the first time. Did you see it, Jeffy?
Oh, yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was really good.
That was the most honorable interview I've ever been a part of.
Because all of these progressives who want to interview you say, oh, I'm not out to get you in any way. This is not going to be a hit piece. Don't worry about that. I've got nothing but good intentions. I just want to find out who you really are. I've been watching you lately, and I want to find out who you really are. Like Rolling Stone did. And then they turn around and stab you in the back when the story comes out.
Yeah.
Like Rolling Stone did. And so it was amazing to us that Samantha Bee did what she said she was going to do.
Because
that never happened.
And the way it was
exactly never happened.
And the way it was edited was very interesting to me. Because that was an hour and a half interview compiled into 7 minutes. She could have made that look any way she wanted.
She could have made it look really bad.
Oh, yeah. And they didn't. And halfway through, or the first third of the interview, I say to her, let me turn this around on you. Why did you invite me here? Well, that happened about halfway through the interview. And I said to her, Samantha, you got a show face on. And she said, no, I don't have a show face. And I said, you do. You have the snarky little, I'm holier than thou. Yeah. I said, I get it. I
watch
you.
That's her deal.
That's your shtick. And she said, well, then what are we doing? What would work? And I said, well, let me turn this around. Why would you have me on? And that's when she really got real. And she said, because I think we're in trouble. And we all need to stand against Trumpism. Now, I think, what she means by that. She is interpreting this poison, vitriolic atmosphere that we're living where facts don't matter as Trumpism. I gave her that. But that's not Trumpism. That's not how I would describe what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. It's not Trumpism. It's lies. It's deceit. It's vitriol. It's anger, it's vengeance. Well, that's not Trumpism. No. That's humanism. We all feel that way. I felt that way 8 years ago. I don't want to feel that way anymore. And I think there's millions of Americans on both sides of the aisle that don't want to feel this way anymore.
And we're trying to extend our experience to them on the left a little bit by saying, you know, as worried as we were about the country when Obama took over,
We made it.
We got through. We didn't think we would. We didn't think we would.
I said to her, and I think they left this in the interview. I said, you know, you're starting to sound like me.
Yeah.
Do you think that the president might become a dictator? Yes. Well, I did too. Do you think that he could make a wrong move and we could go into economic destruction? Yes. Well, you're me. Yeah. You're me. 8 years ago, you're me.
And who's more likely to turn into the dictator? The guy who's a capitalist who grew up and became successful in America? Or the guy whose mentor was a hardcore communist?
Right.
A card-carrying communist?
No.
I don't know.
So,
let's see.
So, you know, you can make a case for either way. And neither of them are insane. Hopefully they don't happen. But neither of those came out of nowhere. It's not like we had Abraham Lincoln. And by the way, people claim still today that Abraham Lincoln was a dictator.
Oh, I got to show you the emails I get
no,
every time
I know.
His
every time his
up.
Name comes up. I can't believe you love that dictator, Abraham Lincoln. I'll stop it. All right. So
I'm going to get another one in 2 minutes.
No, they're already piling into my email box. I know. So here's the thing. This won't work. If CNN goes on today and makes this about me, saying, how dare Glenn Beck make this about Black Lives Matter? First of all, if it's true that they were involved and that's who they were, that's why I put if in this. It was reported. Is it fake? If it's true, I don't know. But, you know, jumping to conclusions, how dare you jump to conclusions? I don't know. The guy who was stabbing people recently that you immediately started calling for gun control. Please don't call me somebody who jumps to conclusions when you jump to conclusions too. It's what we do. We're commentators. And I think any commentator, I can say to you, I see why you thought somebody with a knife might have gone in and shot a bunch of people. I can see that's logical. You say, okay, what are we going to do about guns? Because here we are, another one. I can see why you jump to that. I also can understand your agenda. I don't have an agenda. My agenda is call them as I see them. My agenda is Black Lives Matter. The manifesto is poison. Black Lives Matter. Generally, the people who are following in the streets, the ones that I have met, are not poison. They're frustrated that nobody's listening to them. And there is a third of the country that now feels disenfranchised that nobody's listening to them because their person didn't win. Another third that is saying, I'm not going to listen to you because you didn't listen to me. I'm hoping that there is a third of Americans that say, oh my gosh, are we all 4 years old? Aren't we better than this? Can't we rise above this? Yes, we can. Calling all people that want to live in a world of common sense. Don't go over the cliff with everyone else. We're going to disagree on policies, major policies. But principles. You're talking about fake news right now. Why? Because you don't want to face the facts that your candidate, Hillary Clinton, was corrupt. That's what the average person saw that didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. She's corrupt. It's not a conspiracy. It's corruption. It's why your side voted for Barack Obama, because they wanted transparency. People are tired of corruption in Washington. But I fear the fake news talk has another agenda, to shut dissenting voices up. Now, you're currently worried about a dictator. Well, I was worried about a dictator with your guy. What do you say we restore the constitutional powers and principles to our nation? Once we do that, neither one of us will be afraid of being silenced by a dictator. If someone stands to silence you, I will stand with you. If someone comes to silence me, will you stand with me? We are one, even though we come from many. Brand new year.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
We have some amazing audio out of Boston and a cry out for common sense and some decency here. Let me just give you an update. CNN made a story about how dare Glenn Beck blame what happened in Chicago on Black Lives Matter. I wrote that in an answer to a tweet. I knew I had tweeted.
Yeah, you replied to a tweet, and your tweet was, you're right. You are right. Stand up with me and demand justice in Chicago for the beating of a disabled Trump supporter by BLM.
Okay.
That was about 10 hours ago.
Yeah. What did they say? What did I retweet?
It was a thread under Dinesh D'Souza, and it was, about seeing him fail. It's about the hate he promotes. Racism is not kind of, sort of, okay, even if it benefits you.
So my point on that is that was, what, 10 hours ago?
So that was 10 hours ago.
Yeah.
And in that time frame of 16 to 10 hours ago, there were headlines and stories claiming that this group was Black Lives Matter.
I know that I read that it was possibly a connection to BLM, but it doesn't even have to be that. There were 5 police officers that were killed at a BLM rally here in Dallas. Yeah. They have a history of promoting death to the police. That's what I was saying to this person is, stand up. You're right. But it's not just Donald Trump, if that's what you believe. It's the other side, too. Mm-hmm. We have to call it evenly.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Sign up for the newsletter and get all the info you need to know at glennbeck.com.
By the way, happy anniversary to anybody here at the Mercury Studios. that was with us on the first day of broadcast for radio.
Thank you.
5 years ago today, we started in a little teeny closet room that now has been blown out, and we just transferred all master control for radio operations into that area.
Took 5 years to do that.
It took 5 years to do that. No, actually, it took about 6 weeks once we just
once it actually happened.
Yeah. They've been working so hard.
Can you believe it's been five years
since we've been in Texas.
That we moved to Texas? Oh, 5 years.
Crazy.
So we've been here, well, certainly longer than I was in New York. I was only in New York for three, but you were there. Were you there for five? So I think we've been in Dallas as long as you were in New York.
Pretty amazing.
Wow.
It's incredible. Yeah.
New York took 10 years off my life. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah.
I think it took 10 years off my life.
It does that.
It does.
The city does wear you down.
It does. It wears you out. The only thing that does that there's no other city like it for this one reason. You walk everywhere, and that keeps you healthy.
It does. But I just remember it was felt nice because we lived in Pennsylvania, so it took the train in and out of Manhattan, and it felt nice to be out of the city. But that one summer I spent right across the river.
Yeah.
So I never left the city.
Yeah.
And it's like. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't leave the island of Manhattan for a year, and I went
when you had your apartment.
Yeah, and I
when you live in Connecticut, it's not as bad.
That's what I mean.
Although the commute kills you.
Yeah. I will tell you that I went on a tour where I was doing radio in the morning, television in the afternoon, and a stage show at night.
Oh my gosh, those were
brutal
days.
With book stops, remember?
Right. Yeah,
with book stops. And I remember thinking, I'm going to die. 4 days into it, I thought to myself and said to the staff, I am more relaxed now than I am outside when I'm in the city. The city just makes you like, we're awake, we're awake, you're awake. And it's like, oh my gosh, you don't understand the grind of 16 million people living on top of each other. It's pretty intense.
It is.
Pretty intense. A little Blade Runner-ish, but nice at the right times of the year. Let me go to Rob in Indiana. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, Glenn.
How are you, sir?
Very good. Working last night, there was the National News Network, I believe the one that's celebrating 25 years. And this, as disgusting as what has happened with this, if it turns out to be true, this victim in this video, I thought it was, it's obvious a left-wing production of this. The beginning of the video shows a Chicago police detective badge, like, you know, enlarged right next to a still shot with that victim's face blurred out. And right underneath it says torture video. So the actual words on the screen are Chicago police detective torture video. And it, just the image of it when I saw, and they didn't play it every cycle. It repeated several times during the night. But I'm in law enforcement, and it's just, to me, it's like there's another attack tied to law enforcement just to put it out there. And I mean,
so wait. So they were playing the same thing, but the what's called a chyron, the script down at the bottom of the screen, they had superimposed a Chicago police badge. So it looked like this was a torture. Instead of saying, here's a torture video that was released by police, they said Chicago police colon torture video.
The badge is blown up enough to see Chicago police detective, not just a police image, but Chicago police detective, then one of those still shots with his face blurred out, and underneath that video was torture video. And I'm looking, I'm like, this is, if somebody just glances at that, this spreading a false narrative, and people are going to see that and just tie it to it, and it's like, no. The Chicago police are not the ones involved in it. They're the ones investigating it. But it was on a major network news, and I believe it's the one that's celebrating 25 years.
Was it MSNBC? I don't know which one. Which one is that? Fox? NBC? I don't know.
I think it's ABC. ABC, it's through the South Bend area. It's, okay. I think it's Channel 57.
Oh, Chicago.
They didn't play that same image every time because it was like whoever the local reporter was, they show that his image, but you can't hear what he's saying. And then they had that still shot, and then they go into talking about it. But just every time I saw that they did put it up there, I said, this is just disgusting. They're taking advantage. just to turn it and spin it their own way.
Rob, thank you very much. I will tell you this. On both the good and the bad, we're no different than any other media source on this. We'll get blamed for things we never did, and we'll get praised for things we never thought of. You know, I mean, people are like, I know what you were saying during that. We're like, yeah, that was pretty brilliant of us. We had that was not our intent. So when you look at that, it may not have even occurred to the person who is doing it, but we look at that because it's on television. You don't understand the grind. People just think that television and radio and everything else is just on, and no, this is just glorified Facebook. You know, the media, we've gone into this unbelievably great revolutionary period. And here's the revolution that I don't think any of our founders could have ever seen coming. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, in some of the worst parts of the world and the deepest, darkest jungles or the jungle of the city. You have the power of ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN in your hand, in your pocket. If you have something to say and can say it in such a way that people want to watch it, your voice, your face, your message can be heard all around the world. That is an amazing power. We've never had that as human beings before. Now, there are going to be those who are going to claim that we need to somehow or another curtail that, to license that, to monitor that, to gatekeeper that. No. No. The question is, do people realize the power that they have? Or do they just see what everybody else is doing? This is why everybody hates that, you know, Glenn, stop apologizing. Yeah. It's important. It's important. It's important that we say, you know what? I played a role in this. I don't even know what to what degree. But everyone needs to look at what they do on Facebook, on Twitter, and say, have I played a role? Well, no, not me, because I don't really have a voice. Yeah, you do. You do. For the first time in my history of doing any kind of media, I would have to meet you or get you on the phone to be able to have a conversation with you. I can respond to you now on Facebook. I can read your words on Facebook and on Twitter, and I can respond directly to you, meaning you are parallel to me. We have a voice here, but you have a voice that just reached my voice. Your voice is just as loud as mine is. Now, can we handle that power? Progressives and people who don't believe in the people will always say no. But we've always, could we handle the power of the Bible? There were people who said, you can't give them the power. They can't read that. When the printing press, you can't just give people an education. Yeah, it caused upheaval. But in the long run, it was good for society. In the long run, it meant that the feudal system went away. In the long run, this will set us free, should we choose. Because this is massively exciting and revolutionary in its tone. Somebody asked me yesterday in an interview, what role did social media play in this election? I said the only role that really mattered. I honestly think if it wasn't for CNN and MSNBC and ABC, NBC, and CBS, I think Hillary might have had a better chance. Because the traditional media was so dismissed and so in the bag for Hillary Clinton that they were dismissed, completely dismissed. And it added to the claim, I'm not running against Hillary, I'm running against the corrupt media. Your voice. This is the first election where social media actually, I think, called the election. This is the one that made the president the president.
That's probably safe to say.
I think it is. Mm. I think it is.
It made me realize how much I miss the feudal system, too.
Sorry for that. I know.
Boy, those days.
But they don't come
back. Those were the days. They don't come back.
They don't come back.
The feudal system just doesn't come back.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Sign up for the newsletter and get all the info you need to know at glennbeck.com. Mercury.
This is
the Glenn Beck Program.
So we just got a new report out. Is this from Chicago?
Yeah, this was from last night. It was just a report from one of the Chicago stations.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I thought this was this morning because in this report they are now saying that the Chicago incident was not racially motivated.
Yeah, I mean, they were quoting the police department.
How is that possible? Boy. They were talking about white people, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, the end of her report was that the police said that wasn't, they believed
listen
it wasn't
political.
Listen
how bad this is. Listen how bad this is.
No, I don't want to finish with my connection, man.
It is a story we first broke here on Fox 32 News. And tonight, there is breaking information on the victim of a torture case broadcast live on Facebook. Good evening, everyone. I'm Sylvia Perez in for Don Hansbrough.
And I'm Jeff Hurd, and we've learned tonight that the victim in this case was mentally disabled and knew at least one of his captors. Lisa Chavarria is live now with breaking details. Lisa?
Well, Jeff, tonight Chicago police have all four suspects in custody. Detectives are speaking with the victim, who they say is special needs. Now, police believe that he was held captive and tortured for almost up to 48 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And all of it was posted to Facebook Live. We want to warn you, the video you are about to see is considered very disturbing.
Donald Trump, white people, boy.
White people.
This
white
young
people.
Man tied up in
F
the corner is believed to be from Crystal
Lake. But that's
Lake.
Not racial.
Police say he has a mental disability. Investigators say he was a classmate of one of the suspects.
Oh my God.
Apparently they met out in the suburbs. These subjects then stole a man out in the suburbs and brought him into Chicago.
Police believe he went willingly initially, but that is clearly not the case based on three videos posted to social media. What you are about to see is disturbing. At one point, the victim is held at knife point and told to curse President-elect Donald Trump. The men can be heard saying they want this to go viral. Another video shows the group forcing the victim to drink water from a toilet. Throughout these videos, the victim is kicked, hit, and cut. Police believe he was released after being held anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. Officers found him walking along Lexington and Homan on the west side. They linked a separate call to the scene featured in these videos and were able to find the two women and two men allegedly involved. Many people took to Facebook outraged, wondering whether this will be considered a hate crime.
But I think some of it is just stupidity. You know, people just ranting about something that they think might make a headline. I don't think that at this point we don't have
I can't believe it. I mean, I just, I can't
really point us in that direction, but we'll keep investigating.
They said hate white people.
Are you serious?
They said F white people.
And then at the end, she says.
The Cook County State's Attorney's Office is now looking at this case. Officials say that they expect charges in the next 24 hours. And Jeff, despite all of that racial and hateful rhetoric that you heard in those videos, the Chicago Police Superintendent says he does not believe these videos were politically motivated.
Are politically motivated? Are police denounce Donald Trump? Can you imagine?
Oh, man.
Media.
Not political, not
media.
A hate crime.
You have a golden opportunity right now to reset things and to show that you have learned something. Please take this opportunity.
Glenn Beck.
Mercury.